As the Sundays of Ordinary Time begin today, God's Holy Word takes us back again to the banks of the Jordan River to once again hear the voice of John the Baptist. John is there performing his ritual baptism for the repentance of sin, and he looks up and he sees Jesus coming and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This proclamation would have had an intense meaning for his Jewish listeners. The Lamb of God meant something very particular. The Lamb of God referred to the book of Exodus, to the sacrificial lamb of the Passover, whose blood was painted on the doorposts of their homes so that God's avenging angel would pass over them. The blood of that lamb, of that Passover lamb, kept their ancestors safe. The blood of the lamb saved. And this was reenacted ritually every year at the Passover. Now John points to Jesus and says, "Behold, there he is, the Lamb of God." John identifies him as a sacrifice, the man whose blood would save his people, the one who would be a willing offering to God. And this must have caused a great murmur among John's listeners, because he goes on to explain and to witness what he saw, that the Spirit descended like a dove on Jesus, and that he is the Son of God. The great crowds had come out to the John and to the Jordan River looking for forgiveness. They were looking to be saved. They were undergoing this repentance ritual. And John says, "Here's the one we've been waiting for." We hear these words of John the Baptist repeated at every Mass. At the invitation to Holy Communion, the priest holds up the body and blood of Jesus, and he says the words of John, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." We come like those people, standing at the banks of the River Jordan, looking to be saved, looking to be forgiven, looking for the Savior to deliver us. And we hear those words, "Behold, here he is." We are invited to see in Jesus the one who was sacrificed for our sins, the one who saves us from the grasp of the evil one, the one who became a willing offering to God for me. I hope that you see what's happening at every Mass in this dialogue between the priest and the people. Together, we gaze on the Lord truly present in the Holy Eucharist, as real as he was 2,000 years ago. And like John, the priest is calling us to see who is really there before us. We may be looking in all of the wrong places for salvation. Perhaps we think we can do it ourselves. Maybe we've been looking to others who turn out to be a disappointment. Maybe we've been looking for salvation in addictions and substances that become harmful to us. We might be looking at a whole host of different places. And here we are pointed to the true Lamb on this altar, who takes away our sins and invites us into communion with himself. Behold, that word is used on purpose. It's meant to tell us, look, something important is here. Pay attention. Then we profess that we are not worthy that the Lord should come under our roof. But he does, despite our unworthiness. The Jewish people of old ate the roasted flesh of the sacrificial lamb. We eat the flesh and blood of the Son of God, the true and eternal sacrifice offered for me and for my salvation. Each of us, we each bring our own selves to this Mass. We bring the burdens that we carry, the difficulties of everyday life, the situations that we struggle with, our joys, our sorrows, our pains, our failings, our sins, and we are invited to see in Jesus the Lamb, the one in whom we can place our trust, who hears our prayers, and will take those burdens if we are willing to give them to him. Maybe you struggle to do that. Maybe you're not sure who Jesus is or if you're worthy of his love. Maybe you have doubts in your faith. We've all been there. But at every Mass, we hear those words of invitation. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who is here for you. 2 weeks from tomorrow, on Monday, February 3rd, we will be hosting a Taste of Alpha in the McCall Center at 6:30 p.m. You may have heard us talk about Alpha over the last few years. A Taste of Alpha is a chance to come and see what it's all about. We will share a delicious meal together, watch a couple of snippets from the videos, and we will hear, most importantly, I think, the personal testimonies of people whose lives have been changed by their experience of Alpha. And this is just exactly what the title says, just a taste of the full Alpha experience. Ultimately, we hope you will decide to embark on the full Alpha experience beginning in March. But of course, if you come on Monday, February 3rd, there are no strings attached. I truly believe that the Alpha experience can be transformative, that it can make the faith and the community of the church come alive in new and fresh ways. I hope that you might consider coming to a Taste of Alpha to see what it's all about. And maybe there's someone that you know in your life who you could invite to come with you. Maybe someone who's fallen away from faith, maybe someone who has lots of questions. An invitation might be something that they would welcome. God says through the prophet Isaiah in the first reading today, I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Each of us, by virtue of our baptism, is called to be a light. First, to have the flame of faith alive in our lives, and then to attract others to the warmth and light of that faith. We will witness in a few moments as that light begins to burn in this little one when she receives the sacrament of baptism. We each are privileged to be here at the beginning of another person's spiritual journey. And as we gaze then on the Lamb of God made present for us in this Mass, may we know that he has come to be my Savior, that he was sacrificed for me, and that through me, he wants to reach out to others to invite them to the supper of the Lamb.